This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by. You got it.
Subdued.
Subdued.
I thought that was better.
Dude. I like Sud Dude.
Yeah.
Sud Dude. Sud Dude is like Mr. Clean Jr.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Clean's boy.
Right. And sometimes he just comes out of the peace corner and he goes out and he does a primal scream. You know? That's what he does.
I can imagine. I'd pay big money to see
that.
He
goes back in the classroom. No grades.
No grades. No grades at all?
No grades.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Listen.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Charles.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, that's what it is today.
Okay. I'll accept it, but I don't have to like it. Maybe I'll like it. Maybe you'll convince me.
Okay.
That you could be my son, that you're good enough to be my boy.
Yeah.
Look it, I got something to say. I've been thinking a lot about adult contemporary music.
Yeah.
What do you think? Pure Moods.
What?
Pure Moods.
Pure Moods?
Yeah, you remember Pure Moods?
No. Did they have Enya on it?
Fuck yeah, I had Enya.
I'm not the one who's so far away. Enya. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I got to try that the AI voice changer thing. Oh, okay. I'll do that for next time. I'm also working on a mashup that involves some.
You could
some
do a
hits.
Mashup of Godsmack and Enya.
Godsmack you, Black Emperor.
Ooh.
Oh. Put your headphones on. I just got to share this with you. Just a couple things that I came across recently.
Fuck.
In the adult contemporary realm.
Fuck.
Why is it just for adults? What happens if kids listen to this shit?
These fucking headphones are making me bald, dude.
I just wanted to share with you. A little Orinoco flow, you know. Listen how good this shit is. It slaps.
Can you describe the dance that I'm doing?
Okay, it's palms up, mm-hmm. Fingers in, like a fist, like a
but not clenched,
a loose fist. They're facing up, and he's moving them left and right in front of him. His arms are at a right angle. And his head's just drifting around and sailing around. Is this shit good?
You want to rap over this?
Yeah, make a beat.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Why is it adult, though? Do you know?
It's not for kids.
What happens if a kid?
Because they don't say anything about giraffes or fucking clowns or bears.
Well, how
trucks,
do you know? How
tractors.
Do you know what my kids are?
Hey, you want to watch tractors?
Maybe my child doesn't want to talk to a fucking whale. Wants to talk to a human being named Enya.
Yeah,
or rather, be talked to.
I don't know.
This one's my favorite.
Kids think boring because there's no talk about a giraffe.
Yeah. Yeah. No monkeys. No fucking
monkeys,
caterpillars. No ants.
Nope. Steers.
This one. This shit fucking goes so hard when it picks up. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm vibing over here.
Yeah.
I'm vibing. Yeah. I got my hot G vibe in.
Yeah, like I lit the dragon's blood incense. It's a burner that looks like a surfboard. Yeah. I got my rusted root tapestry on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'll also sell you drugs.
That's right.
Whatever you need, my friend, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a countertop made of in a crushed beer can.
Here it comes. Oh, it's the full climax. Big release. Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm not the one so far away when I feel this night. don't sue me, Enigma. All right, I'm promoting.
It's technically a mashup because of what I just did, so it's
yeah. Fun. It's, well, it's a critique.
It's a parody law.
It's critique.
It's parody law.
It is parody law due to it being is critique.
I'm saying right now it was a parody,
right? Which is a critique on culture.
Just like my dad in the 80s, parody. He had two parrots. Casually mentions that one day. I asked him questions about it. He said, I don't know. I don't remember. He would not. He just given me no more information on those parrots.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's how it needs to stay.
My dad's not a bird guy. There's no world in which my dad is a bird guy.
Unless he was a pirate.
Fucking come on!
I could see him as like a pirate because he did wear the bandana.
He got really mad at me the other day for talking about that.
Really?
Yeah. So don't tell him.
You won't hear this?
No. Fuck okay. No. He doesn't know how to. He doesn't know how to do podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. We just came back from Thanksgiving at Nicole's.
Thanksgiving
at Nicole's dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he told this story of the time he and his wife got married in Thailand and like the Thai traditional marriage that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And just him trying to describe it. And he was like high too. And yeah. Like he brought up one thing that really stood out, which was, after the wedding, he walked into the room where they were staying or whatever, and there were just a bunch of monks
mm-hmm.
lining around, like lined up around the edge of the room.
I already love it.
And one of the monks fucking tied Nong, his wife, tied her hair to his toe.
What?
In this practice, whatever it was, in their marriage ceremony.
Okay.
And he was like, it was the coolest fucking thing I ever saw. It was unbelievable. It was worth every penny. There's evidently a DVD video of this ceremony. So hopefully he finds it because I
like
need to know more.
It. Clean it up. Get it on 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And on 4chan. 4chan. That's a Jackie Chan fan website. It's 4chan.
It's simply 4chan. Everything we do it for Chan.
It's 4chan.
Right.
Yeah. Everything I do for Chan.
Jackie Chan.
For Chan.
Right.
Wow. I could see my house from up here.
On the way.
Hey, Jackie Chan.
On the way. On the way. I
would like to. Okay, that's all. All you get.
Yeah.
Mom boy. Okay, I'm gonna mash those songs up that we just heard.
This is my friend Jackie
for next
Chan.
Episode.
Oh, Jack Chan. This is my friend Jay. Let me introduce you to my friend Jack Chan.
There was a wine I saw today called Josh.
A what?
Simply Josh makes a wine.
Oh, okay.
It's a wine brand. And yeah. it had a sticker on it that said Josh.
Josh.
I said, who the fuck is Josh? It's gotta be just somebody here who claimed all this wine, this red wine,
mm-hmm.
this whole bottle just for himself. Prick. But that wasn't the case. Josh is a brand. Josh?
This is from Joshua Tree?
Right.
Is it?
I don't know.
Probably is. That sounds like a wine.
You know what a wine guy would do? Make a wine.
I don't even know what Joshua Tree is.
He'd make a wine and then name it Josh.
We're up in Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
Me and Don Vito. Eating some girl's ass up in Joshua Tree. Don Vito's eating that ass and he's got to put some gravy in it.
Okay. We got some ground to cover.
Yes.
we're only 11 minutes in.
What? Yeah. It feels like a lifetime.
If I was guessing a half an hour,
I didn't think it was that long,
but anyway, that's fine.
Joshua Tree.
Can I just tell you something? I saw it on TV on Jimmy Fallon. There was an interview with 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask why you watched that, and then you said,
"Yeah, that's that. Why." Just as I watched this interview,
I got it.
And fucking 2 Chainz is there. They're talking about how they all have birthdays with, like, near each other.
Yeah.
So they're like, "What'd you do for your birthday?" And Lil Brand said something about football.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 Chainz, he's like, "2 Chainz, what did you do for your birthday?" And he goes, "I bought a lawnmower and a strip club."
Hell yeah. I'm proud of him.
He got up on his birthday's the same day as my birthday, remember?
Mm-hmm.
September 12th.
Right after 9/11.
Right. And he just woke up and he said, "I wanted to have a lawnmower." He went and bought the best John Deere that they had.
Yeah.
Zero turn.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And self-driving mechanism or?
I don't know. He drove it. He wanted to drive it.
His fucking headphones are making me bald, dude.
He said that people all his life, he's just paid, or like all of his adult life, he's just paid people to do shit for him.
Oh, I saw the video of him on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then he's like, I never done it, so I'd want to do it myself.
He did such a good job.
He crushed it.
I knew he would.
2 Chainz.
I always knew he had it in him.
Yeah, my man.
I'm proud of him. I'm damn proud of 2 Chainz.
Me too.
Do you ever meet his brother? 1 Chainz?
No.
No?
What about 4 Chainz?
4 Chainz.
You know the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to do a book of 2 Chainz. And then our main event today, we've got a real good set of Googie Review Bees.
Ooh.
So hang in there, stick around for that. But in the meantime, let's pull up a 2 Chainz, one of these new 2 Chainz songs. 2 Chainz just put out an album, unfortunately, with Lil Wayne, who is a rat. You know, I don't know if I've mentioned this on here, but the mean tweets thing that Jimmy Kimmel has,
mm-hmm.
Where celebrities like read mean tweets about them. My favorite one of all time said, "Lil Wayne is what happens when you pour 4 Loco on a gremlin."
Oh yeah, I heard that.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. That's the only way to describe that creature. And I don't like his voice either, but he's really good at like writing stupid lyrics.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's funny, but sometimes he's just phoning it in, and this new stuff with 2 Chainz is all that. Like, it's him phoning it in, but 2 Chainz is, of course, excellent throughout. Let me see what song to do. I forget which one it was. AKA Titty Boy. 2 Chainz. Titty Boy. "We on a date, make it rain someone. Then want no chain, but the chain's gonna come. Soon as I see it, it's said and done. And my screen saver, my favorite gun. I'm rocking." Oh,
yeah. Detergent.
This one's good. This wasn't the one. Pressure. That's the one.
Oh, I like Pressure.
You heard it?
Yeah.
Pressure.
Play a little bit. "On refills for me, you know we lit. They gon' run this badge like a P6. I done fell in love with a thick bitch. Ugh. I done fell in love with a rich bitch." Hey, yeah, I love this. Oh.
So this is a segment called The Book of 2 Chainz, if you didn't know, where we dive into the 2 Chainz scrolls of the Bible. We found them in the Dead Sea. Deep in the Dead Sea.
Deep. Way down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reckon.
I sure do reckon. I do. I said. I did. I said. I sure do reckon.
I know.
So you want to be Chain?
So.
You want to go? You want to read it?
Sure. Yeah. I'll be
okay.
Chain. I'll be. Yeah. Sure. I'll be Chainz.
Oh, I'm Mr. Chainz. I'm such a huge fan.
I'm his
fan.
Brother, 1 Chainz.
Oh, Luke Chainz?
Luke Chainz.
Wow.
Yeah, I like
my
that.
Brother Luke? Luke Chainz?
This is Luke Chainz.
Luke Chainz. He's unbelievable.
He's such a good fighter, Luke Chainz. Oh, He's good at beatboxing too. Here we go.
This shit is unbelievable.
Wow. This shit is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Pressure, 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 pressure. Need some pressure. Need some pressure. Pressure. Oh, you say pressure there.
Pressure.
This shit pressure.
Pressure.
Say it.
Pressure.
There we go. So one more time.
Pressure.
This shit pressure.
Pressure.
Two BBLs. You know she extra.
No, she extra.
BBLs is Brazilian butt lift.
I know.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
I knew that.
Got that stank walk, but clean as a whistle.
Okay. I know exactly what he means.
Right, right.
So far. Now things get a little unclear.
You have a line.
Whistle.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
Sorry.
Whistle.
Sorry.
In the kitchen, scale, fork, and a pistol.
And a pistol?
Skirt, skirt, skirt. Yeah, we cooking now.
Cooking now.
You know this shit pressure, because they looking now.
They looking now.
Now look out for me.
Me.
But they weren't looking. Out.
Looking out.
Got your shit together. What's this?
Suki suki now.
Suki suki now. What's that?
It means like in Japanese, suki. Or it means like I like.
Okay.
And 2 Chainz loves the Japanese culture, especially hibachi.
Yeah.
Big fan of the hibachi.
I'm trying to go to hibachi soon.
He did a whole EP about hibachi.
Yeah. Look. I'm gonna go to hibachi. I'm gonna do it real soon.
Wow.
They are gonna do my favorite thing. They
the pee-pee
said,
boy.
"I love the pee-pee boy."
Yeah,
that's so good. And then my favorite thing is when there's
Is the pee-pee boy a thing that everybody knows about?
I think so.
Do we need most to describe hibachi, the pee-pee boy, the hibachi?
So people that don't want it, like at hibachi places, the chef will squirt fucking sake in people's mouths and go around in a circle and spray it in people's
big
mouths.
Time. Yeah.
And if you don't want it, then you got to do water sometimes. And in the water, it comes out of he calls it a pee-pee boy. But it's just like a little doll with a penis and it pisses in your mouth.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that the hibachi guy said last time, if there's a couple there, he said, more sake, more baby.
Right.
Which is...
That's how it happens.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Those are his exact words.
Mm-hmm. More sake, more pee-pee.
More baby.
Oh, more baby.
Yeah, no pee-pee.
No pee-pee, no baby.
Right. Right? Oh, no.
What?
No. Pee-pee, no baby.
Pee-pee, no baby.
Pee-pee, no baby. Duh.
Yes. Yes. Pee-pee, no baby, please.
Duh.
Yes, sure. Pee-pee, pee-pee, no baby.
Yeah, you didn't pee in Nicole.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
But a gallon?
Yeah, there was just some other stuff in there, too.
Oh, okay.
I did them both at the same time.
Okay.
Because I'm just so powerful of a lover.
Right. Sorry, I keep fucking outing your baby.
No, I don't care. I've mentioned it before.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scott. You're going to name him Brick. After Scott Stapp.
Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name him Justy Charles. There it is. There it is.
Probably not that.
This shit pressure.
Where are you? Oh, pressure.
The wrong spot.
Wrong spot.
More. Oh,
this
fuck.
Is verse one.
Here we go. More refills on me. You know we lit. They're gonna run this back just like a pick six.
Pick six. What is that?
That's a
football.
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 Okay. I done fell in love with a thick bitch.
Thick bitch.
I done fell in love with a rich bitch.
Go to.
Shawty know she pressure.
What does that mean?
Talking high blood pressure.
No, he doesn't even say that. Just talking high blood.
Oh, talking high blood.
And then I said high blood. This is my favorite. This is the part that really, I fucking love this part. You need to actually hear this line.
Okay.
Because this made me laugh out loud.
I done fell in love with a rich bitch. Shawty know she pressure, talking high blood. Put two girls together like a hybrid.
Wow.
Hybrid.
Wow.
Only 2 Chainz can rhyme hybrid with
high blood.
High blood.
Wow.
Yeah, that's masterwork right there. Master level shit.
Man. You know I've been trapping since the dial-up.
Dial-up.
If they're going to hate, then let them hate the money pile up. When your friend calls, say, hello, pressure speaking.
Pressure speaking.
Towel,
pressure.
towel under door, but that pressure reeking.
Pressure reeking, yeah.
I done took a shroom with the 42.
Shit.
I done, start whistling like 42.
Shit. He rhymes shit. He rhymes 42 with 42 and shit with shit.
What is 42?
Whistling like 42. 42 Doug is a rapper who hails from Detroit, and his signature ad lib is a whistle.
Okay.
Oh, he's on the song $1 Million Worth of Game with 2 Chainz. We've done that on the Book of 2 Chainz before.
Yeah. So he's kind of like Bill Alfonso.
Yeah, probably.
You know Bill Alfonso?
No.
Google him real quick. You'll like Bill Alfonso.
He's a referee.
No, he's a manager of RVD and Sabu.
RVD? Born in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Wow.
He blows a whistle all the time as well.
Oh, you put him, you, oh, yeah, you had him in our song. We had a demo for a song called ECW Heat Wave 98.
Yeah.
It's a good song, too.
I like that song.
Someday maybe we'll make it.
We should have put it on the last one, but.
Yeah, I didn't.
Probably should have.
So,
someone fought me on it.
Me?
Yeah. You said people aren't going to know what that is. I said, yes, they will.
No, it's true. They won't.
They're going to love it.
But that doesn't mean.
And they're going to learn to love, and they're going to be happy that I love it.
Right. Right. It's a good song.
And I'm going to be grateful to those people. All six of them. Pressure, pressure, pressure.
Oh, yeah. Pressure, pressure. Yeah. Then Lil Brain pops in. I'll read his part.
Okay. Because
it's not good. It's not very good. I don't think there's anything good in this, in his part. Oh, pressure bursts pipes, the weapon tuck nice.
I only bust twice because I'm so precise. The four and run nice, I'm whoring all night. I don't handcuff her, nor read her rights. I'm on the pressure, she on that bass, I'm on the treble, I'm on her levels. She say her brother, he got them birds, we ruffle his feathers. Watch what you tell us, pressure cooker, extra whores got my section full of
smoking dope, you can smell the boogers. Break your nose like Devin Booker. Broke his nose in three different places playing basketball.
Wow.
And all these hoes is some second lookers, blah, 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 blah. These are just, that's not even worth
just
reading.
Say it.
I'm going to skip ahead. I don't even sweat in hot tubs. That's kind of good. I be putting pressure on my lungs. I'm going to fill the whole blunt with pressure like a stack of 101s. You still fold under pressure, little biatch.
Pressure.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 2 Chainz part. Good.
Very good.
Very good.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he knows. He knows how to do it.
I really love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so this next segment is going to be our main event, and you know what it is.
It's
yeah, you know what it is. It's called Googie Revoobies.
Ooh.
And what happens is we've got a whole bunch of Google reviews that I've picked out from just randomly zooming in and out on Google Maps on the general vicinity of our country.
I just noticed where the first one's from.
I got some good ones, and I think you're going to love this first one if you want to read it.
Well, this is 2M Smokehouse down around San Antonio.
Mr.
Your spit sound like a fart.
It was just some hard wind.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one.
I'm going to go outside and have me an ass puff.
Okay. This next one.
I didn't do the first one.
What?
We didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No.
You're right.
We're just down around San Antonio.
That's it. That's all we did.
This is from Caroline Sewell.
Yep.
This one star?
One star.
One star. I've made a better queue than they serve. People raved about it, and I was looking forward to some yummy queue. Boo.
I was looking forward to some queue.
Yep. I reckon I'm going to be... I'm going to be having a queue down in my house.
A couple of teens having a queue.
God, I think I got the hiccups. Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Keep them in. Keep them
in. Hold on. Hold on. Let me
No, keep them in. You want me to scare you?
I just got to. I'm not the one who's so far away. Feel the snake bite. Okay.
So yeah. Well, I reckon my husband's name is Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
And he makes the best cue this side of San Antone.
My ex-husband, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You better be serving up cue.
My tummy's growling.
If my carriage is pulling through San Antone, Texas way, and somebody's not slinging some cue, I'm going to throw a fucking fit. I'm going to have a fit.
Yeah.
Give me my cue is what I'm trying to say. I'll tell you what,
if my stomach's growling, catch me at your next cue. I'm prowling.
Poem.
No, that's from Guilty Simpson. I just changed it.
Oh.
You know Guilty Simpson?
No.
He's good. He talks about stealing birds in one song.
OJ?
No.
Guilty OJ Simpson? Is that?
No, just Guilty Simpson is his name.
I don't believe you.
He's born guilty.
I just don't.
He's good. You gotta check him out.
The next
Robbery.
One.
It's good. You check them out.
Okay. The next one's from a place called Rainbow Road in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it's from Thomas Gregg. 3 stars.
Tom Gregg.
Tom Gregg.
Tom Gregg. My neighbor, Tom Gregg. He's a pain in my ass.
Staff super friendly. Great shirts. Great selection of rings, lubes, jocks. If you're 6'3", beefy, and ever been called Quadzilla.
I have that problem quite often, mister.
They call me Quadzilla. My quads are bigger than my head. Don't waste your time on any of the shorts. They won't fit right. Trust me. Want sexy shorts?
Want sexy shorts?
Cut some denim. Wear your leg day shorts. Or get some bike brand coaches shorts. That said... Great selection for hot AF boyfriend and his 30 and his 30 inch waist.
That's a big gap.
What?
He's got a thigh gap. You said 38, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I misspoke.
Yeah. I'm saying that's a big gap. Just want to make it clear. It says 30. We're talking about a twink.
Right. It's got, well, yeah. Yeah. Naturally.
Yeah.
Tom Gregg.
This is my buddy, Tom Gregg. But
I had Tom Gregg install my satellite dish. I don't use the computer. I don't use the television.
Sometimes Tom Gregg just comes over and gets transmissions from space for me. He retrieves it on his satellite.
Oh, here's another Minnesota.
Oh, Sex World.
Sex World in Minneapolis.
Yeah. This is from Peter Minnie.
Peter Minnie. I know. I know.
Yeah. Shop when the ginger little person's working. For $5 cash, he'll give you 25% off, except cigarettes. He named himself Harley. So that should tell you what kind of insecure degenerate he is. 5 stars.
5 stars for that. That's what they wanted. That's what they're looking for, really.
Yeah.
Harley. Okay. Next one's from Cajun Club in Holton, Wisconsin, from Paul. Ooh. His last name is 4 U's.
Ooh.
Ooh. 1 star. Drug-induced dreams created by the black smoke filled with amphetamine coked out users. They have a eerie, grotesque, whacked out vibe here. We went there, and a bunch of dudes were wearing backwards hats, looking at the floor, probably planning their next fix. There weren't even plenty of girls there. What a pathetic place. Plus. They were unfriendly, burly, fat, and grizzly. Avoid it like the plague. That was a weird one.
Drug-induced dreams created by the black smoke.
These Cajun are 30 Club. These are the 30 Seconds to Mars lyrics. This is a great name.
Holyrood?
Bank of Holyrood or Hollywood. Like it's like Hollywood, but
Doesn't Hollywood have two L's?
Yeah, it does. This is
Holyrood.
Holyrood.
This is Holyrood, Kansas down here.
Yep. Been around Holyrood, Kansas.
Yeah, this is a review from me, the electrician, aka Eddie's boy.
Eddie's boy. That's you? How's Eddie doing?
You ever hear my pappy's Eddie's boy address?
How's Eddie doing now? I haven't talked to Eddie since the war.
This is the bank 4 stars. A guy standing south of the building pointed me in the direction of Texas knockoff of a Chinese sweatshop.
What the fuck does that mean?
A guy standing south of the building pointed me in the direction of Texas knockoff of a Chinese sweatshop.
And Texas knockoff is capitalized like it's the name of a place, like it's a proper name.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm going down to Texas knockoff.
It's a bank, though.
Of a Chinese sweatshop. Huh.
Standing south of... Maybe it's just a different thing. So the guy was standing outside of the bank of Holyrood.
Yeah.
Okay. That guy pointed him in the...
direction of Texas... So
it's in Kansas, though.
Oh, yeah. Texas knockoff of a Chinese sweatshop.
Maybe they were making... cowboy boots out of snake skins. Ain't nothing more Texas than that, partner. Don't have to be a shop.
Texas knockoff of a Chinese. So it's a Chinese sweatshop style establishment.
Yeah.
Is what this person's saying.
Yeah. Okay. And they make.
And they make Texas knockoff snake skin boots.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And there's children working there.
Of course. Yeah. Well, that's. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it again, clarify. We're good. We're great investigative journalists.
Mm-hmm.
We're like Mark Maron, especially you.
Okay, the next one's from Dollar General in Finger, Tennessee.
This was Sheila.
From Sheila Taylor.
Sheila.
Sheila says, 5 stars. Service is not good, but they...
Nope.
Okay, sorry. Service is not good. They are not friends. Store isn't clean, and I bought a pizza that was rotten. Spoiled. Tried to return, and they refused without a receipt. Even thought they are the only ones that sell the brand.
Yeah.
That sell that brand. Here's a photo. Would you serve this to your family?
Madam, let me tell you something. I've served a lot worse to my family.
Honestly, the picture looks like dollar store pepperoni sausage pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what their problem is. It looks like it might have turds on it, but I think that's supposed to be there. It's from Dollar General.
It's sausage.
That's sausage. Okay, those aren't turds.
Yeah, high quality.
That's it. What do you expect?
Yeah, it just looks like it's frozen. Sheila. It doesn't look. I'd serve that to my family.
Yeah,
I'd be damn proud to serve that to my family.
You know, down in the Dust Bowl.
Look, just because it's got a little freezer burn, don't mean it ain't no good now.
No, don't let it go to waste. No, 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 golly, no, 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 golly,
no,
no, no, no, golly, no. Don't let it go to waste. Where is this one from?
This is from the Horsepower Factory in Finger, Tennessee.
Down our finger.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to finger the next 10 I see. Oh, golly. Oh, yeah. Let me go do a lap around the swamp now. Catch me a tadpole.
I'm gonna finger the next 10 I see. Is it a 10-point buck?
Huh?
10-point buck?
Yeah, we're gonna arrest him for his crimes. I'm gonna finger that buck.
I'm going to
line them up. I'm going to finger that buck. I'm going to find the buck that killed my daddy.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, I'm going to line them up. I'm going to finger that buck.
Yep.
Yep. I'm going to line them up.
I don't know what I like so much about this horsepower factor. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Finger Tennessee. Yep. Wait, quick interjection. At Thanksgiving, so my dad.
Your daddy.
He subscribes to the podcast on Spotify or whatever app he uses. I'm not sure. As far as I know, he never listens to it, but he subscribes.
Who?
My dad.
Okay.
And I never really think about that. And then at Thanksgiving dinner, he's like, he mentioned something. He was like, well, what was the title? How's the podcast going? What was the last title of the episode? And I was like, which one was it? And it was Cinnamon and Fish was the last one. He's like, no, I like that one.
Talking about Spike Titted Woman?
It wasn't
woman?
That. And I was like, oh, it was Spike Titted Woman. And he was like, yeah, that was a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, he liked that.
Hell yeah. Your dad listens to the show?
No, he's just what I just said.
I missed something.
Oh, I said he subscribes to the show. As far as I know, he's maybe listened to it like once or twice, but he doesn't listen to it regularly.
Yeah.
But he just reads, he sees the titles every time one's posted.
Oh, I gotcha.
Spike Titted Woman. Yeah, we're talking
Lara
about
Croft.
Lara Croft.
PlayStation 1 Lara Croft.
And then that turned into a hair metal song. Or like a just like a classic rock.
No, it was
song,
it was medieval woman, but it was Spike Titted Woman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Spike Titted Woman. Yeah.
But it could work. You could really make a lot of different heavy rock songs out of it too.
Yeah.
Spike Titted Woman. Like a Kiss song.
Yeah.
Spike Titted Woman.
I'm hearing a Motley Crue one, but I don't know where I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Spike Titted Woman.
Yeah.
So
anyway, this is from Amber Jewel Garner. Garner.
Yep. Amber yep, Miss Jewel. Garner. Oh, that's Pete's.
Garner.
Pete's little girl. That's Uncle Pete's little girl, isn't it?
Oh, Pete Finger?
Oh, Pete Finger, founder of this great city. A Finger, Tennessee.
I think that's Finger Pete right there. Finger Pete's the one that fingered that buck.
That's why I was bringing this up, because I'm pretty sure this was going to be called something along the lines of Finger That Buck or something like that. Peter Finger, Finger Peter? Finger Pete.
Finger Pete. Yeah, Finger Pete.
Fingered that buck.
I said
buck.
Pete Finger first, and then I said Finger Pete,
Pete,
which is
fingered
better.
That buck. Yeah, okay. He's the one that fingered that buck.
Finger Pete.
That's why. Okay.
They know because he fingers criminals, and he also fingers ladies.
And right.
Who are
not animals.
You know, not as often the criminals.
Not bucks.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Wait, look, ladies don't do crimes that much, okay?
Not as much.
Fucker. This is Don't Doubt Me Again.
By chance.
So this is from Amber Jewel Garner around here. This is
that's Pete's girl.
15 more. That's fucking Pete. It's 5 stars. This is 5 months ago, the Horsepower Factory in Finger, Tennessee.
That's such a Horsepower Factory.
The owner has a funny looking head, but he's a cool guy.
5 stars.
5 stars. Hell yeah.
Yep. She's just a friend. She owns a beauty parlor down the street from my truck garage.
Yep.
Yep. This next one is from Finger Church of Christ in Finger, Tennessee. The Finger Church of Christ, all right? This was from somebody called Gamer. 5 stars. They said church named Finger, colon. And I don't have anything to say. Finger Church of Christ.
Yeah, I love it.
I'll tell you, when I went to Finger Church, Bible camp, boy.
Yeah, as a Catholic, every church was a Finger Church.
This is from Buckeye Country Mart in Buckeye, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
This is from M. Fisher. Says 5 stars. Best store around, cold as beer in 3 counties.
Yeah.
I know, because I
ice cold beer.
Drink one on the way home.
Yep, got myself a road beer.
A couple 6-7 IPAs on the drive back.
Ice cold beer.
Great staff and a variety of goods.
They got snus. Pack of freaking lips.
Oh, snooze?
Snooze?
I got my snooze on me. This is from Margaret Fisher. Five stars.
Interesting.
Best store in Buckeye.
Yep.
Coldest beer in town.
Yep.
Great staff, polite and helpful. Cold beer.
Now, do you think this is the same M. Fisher? Margaret Fisher?
No, I think the first, I think they're related.
Okay, this is the M one is a baby in this picture, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think M is different. I think that's my Martini.
This little baby here, this like 4-year-old that's in the
that's
in
Martini.
The picture,
Martini.
That's Martini
Fisher,
who also happens to love the coldest beer in the 3 counties.
Yeah,
Buckeye, West Virginia.
That's Margaret's son's daughter.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Buckeye Fisher, the son.
How,
the son.
How old is he?
The child.
How old's the boy?
Oh, 3-4, probably.
Is he the eldest? Yep.
I really want to. Oh, yeah. Well, now that I know.
Oh, no, the answer was I had an answer for that, actually.
Yeah.
How old he is.
How old?
Older than the trees, country road. Take me home to the place where I belong. West
Buckeye Country.
My mama. Take me home, Margaret Fisher.
I'm down here in Buckeye Country.
Yep. I was born with my ass up.
Yep.
Oh, well. You dare to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass? Okay, this one's long. It's from Killens Pond Water Park in Felton, Delaware.
I heard they got good Q down there.
Yep. Yep. Nicole Spots, 1 star. At first glance, this seemed like a nice little water park. It's not all that expensive to get in, but they are so overpacked that you have nowhere to swim. You basically pay to stand in one area and have your eardrums blown out by screaming kids while they kick you swimming by. Their food stand is an absolute joke. They are extremely overpriced and the food is terrible. The soda was expired, as was the water.
That's no good.
So God only knows how old the food is. All drinks are warm. So you better ask for a cup of ice for $4 a piece. Our pizzas were burnt. The nachos stale. And the chicken finger basket is $14. And you barely get anything. The staff at this place are so rude and unprofessional. They act like they don't care if you have any issues and just generally don't seem to want to be there.
They don't fucking care.
They don't care. They also don't monitor the slides, as my children have went down 2 different slides and came out covered in others' feces. I will not be returning.
Yeah. You can't have feces on the slide.
No, you're not supposed to shit on the slide.
But at the same time, these people probably don't get paid enough to clean shit.
No, and you know, you can't. I mean, you can only respond so quickly.
Right. And there's only one way to clean slide shit. You got to continue. You got to go down the slide until it's all gone. You can't stop.
Yeah, otherwise it's never going to come out.
Unless you got plunger shoes.
Right. That's a good point, yeah.
Which I do.
But you shouldn't shit on other people. At least wait till they're down first, and then you see they're coming down in a shoot of diarrhea that you can signal up to the guy at the top and be like, hey, friend, do not send a child down this diarrhea cliff.
Yeah, yeah, you got to put, there's got to be a sign. You got to make
diarrhea
a little sign.
Diarrhea waterfall.
Yeah. Mudslide.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey.
Yeah, we've been over to Egg Harbor.
Egg Harbor, dude. Carl Jordan, says one star can't eat the food, and they have a save our sauce policy. This is against health regulations. And the sauce that is in your bag sitting on top of your French fries was in somebody else's dirty hands that just used the restroom and did not wash their hands.
It was?
My French fries had feces all over them, dude.
It definitely did, the way that they said this. Like they, it's like they saw it happen. They saw somebody use their...
I swear to God, I saw a feces on my French fries.
I saw this guy with a feces hand touch my fries. Then he didn't wash his hands. I was in the bathroom with him. He didn't wash his fucking hands.
I don't want feces as a garnish, all right, at any point. Feces.
This one's from fucking Dorchester. It's at the Shawmut MBTA station. Fucking Dim Tonkoff.
This is my buddy Dim.
Dude, Dim Tonkoff.
Are you shitting me, dude?
One star. Do not get stabbed by kids. Either run fast, stay in shape, hide fast, or pick a fight with a large group of kids. Great job, Maya Wu. The worst of Boston of all time, Maya. Wu train wreck.
Wow.
You want to read the other one? There's another one for the same Shawmut MBTA station in Dorchester.
Rachel Oleg Beeman.
And in case you didn't know, Dorchester's home of Wahlburgers. That's where the Mark Wahlberg was born. And
one star.
Rachel Oleg Beeman, yes.
Dirty, with large puddles of mystery liquid and abundant rats. Elevator smells like urine.
Yep, that's the mystery liquid. If the elevator smells like urine, if it, you know what they say, if it looks like if it looks like piss, it smells like piss. And it tastes like piss. It's probably piss.
Yeah.
So taste it. Taste it.
Taste it.
This one is really interesting.
Higinio Alonso.
Yeah. What's it for?
The Boston Bowl in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, dude.
One star. No arcade till 5 p.m. I thought a children's place. But you want to have kids out late only leads to closing down.
Right.
And then there's a picture of a large man, barrel chested.
Yeah, barrel chested.
But not solid. You know what I mean?
Right. He's a thick man.
He's a thick man. He's got gloves on. He's got black gloves
leather
on.
Leather gloves.
Leather
looks
gloves.
Like.
Yeah. He's wearing a MTV shirt. T-shirt. He's flexing kind of, but and he's wearing is that a Joker mask?
I can't really tell.
It's some sort of clown mask.
Some kind of Joker mask, because it's got the green hair and it's got the smile like drawn on.
Yeah.
But I can't tell if that's what it's supposed to be.
Jonker.
Dude, the fucking Jocka, dude. You ever seen the Jocka?
Oh my God. Jocka.
This next one's for the Joseph E. Fisk Elementary School in Wellesley, Mass. From Quelski. It's one star. How dare you, my enemy? How dare you?
How dare you, Joseph Fisk?
My enemy.
Come on, Joey Fisk.
Jay Fisk, dude, are you shitting me?
You want to meet me behind the library?
How fucking dare you?
Behind the library? Huh? I'll fuck you up. Fuck you up. Break that busy bee over your fucking head.
How dare you, my enemy?
I'm going to hit you with my fucking stinky cheese man, all right? I'm going to fucking whack you over the head with it. Anyway, this is from Duncan in Newton, Mass. Are you shitting me? Huh? Joey? This is from Alex. Doing bad example in front of kids. We ordered the donuts and went to the restroom. There was only one left and nobody saw it. No one is in front of us. When we got out, they said nothing left without any explanation. They said nothing left without any explanation. There's a comma in between left.
Uh-huh.
This is my confusion. I saw the guy gave something to a random other person after us.
Uh-oh.
All right? My guess is that they gave the donut to someone not ordering stuff. They are definitely doing and hiding something.
It's a big conspiracy, a donut conspiracy.
They pretend that they didn't know what happened. All right? I don't like to do this, but yes, this is what they did. I don't care about the donut. I don't fucking care about the donut.
This isn't about the fucking donut.
Not about the donut.
It's the principle.
But the pretending attitude is what makes me feel disgusting in front of my kids.
Don't fucking... Don't fucking pretend in front of my kids.
Look, you can do whatever in front of me, but if you do it in front of my fucking
you
kids.
Bring my family into this. I'll fucking kill you.
They don't do that with the fucking donut in front of my kid, all right?
That pretending attitude.
Don't have that fucking pretending attitude. Doing that thing with the fucking donut.
Next thing I know.
Playing stupid.
Next thing I know, my kid's going to be pretending with the donut. And it's going to be a big fucking problem.
Next thing I know, my kid's going to be a fucking donut thief. I don't need that. I did my time. I don't want him to do it. I don't want my kid ever have to do that.
I want my son to have it better than me. That's what it's all about. Is I do all this stuff for.
I would wish that on my worst enemy.
I did my fucking time.
I did it.
I did my fucking time.
Fucking Menino had me in there an extra 4 years. Bad behavior. I don't want my fucking kid having to do that with the fucking donut.
No, we all want what's best for our children. Save our shipyard.
Right. Sure. Example. Don't set a bad example for my fucking kid, all right?
Don't do donut shit in front of my kid. There's definitely a grand conspiracy here. You want free donuts, you got to go to Newton, Mass, Dunkin' Donuts.
Not going to that one.
You'll get it, but I mean, if you're a fucking thief.
Oh, yeah. You'll pay.
You will pay. Okay. Home Depot in Somersworth, New Hampshire. That's like right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Wiscarva, 1 star. If you're looking for Jelp, the place to find, stand in front of the break room, then you will find someone. Okay?
Yeah.
If you are looking for Jelp. This is the last one.
Hilltop Fun Center, Somersworth, New Hampshire, from Mindy Bittner. 1 star. Mini Olf course didn't appear to be used.
Oh.
It was in poor condition. Did not stay. Did not inquire.
I saw how shitty it was, and I did not stay. Nor did I inquire.
Right.
Did not stay. Did not inquire.
And then the owner says, well, I'm quite baffled by this review. It's January. The course is covered in snow. sunglasses, emoji. I'd like to be able to validate this review. Really makes me question the authenticity of these reviews now. Puzzled.
Just a little simply, puzzled.
Puzzled.
You know, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not.
Right.
I'm just a little bit puzzled.
I'm a little puzzled.
That's something that a fucking teacher says.
Yeah.
I'm puzzled by this.
Song. You gonna get vaccinated or?
Napunino, napunini, napunini. You like that song by the name of Blur? It's a wee-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Babunini nanuna, wee-hoo.
Yeah.
Cha-cha-chini watuna, wee-hoo.
What was the one I was doing the other night at the show?
I don't know.
Pickle in it.
Pickle in?
It was at the end of the night. I kept singing it.
Oh,
I can't remember what it was.
Oh,
though.
Wait, hold on. It had pickle in it. Yeah, right. Pickle. I remember.
What is it?
Down on Pickle Creek.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You left me when I sprung a leak.
It was, down on Pickle Creek. She hit me or something like that. Up on Pickle Creek.
I don't have to speak as she defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one down on Pickle Pete. Does she accept me when I sprang a leak?
That's right.
She expect me. So, you got anything else? You want to do some impressions before we go?
I've done them all, I think, right? I've done them all.
Let's see. I'll check.
Diabetes.
In me. Diabetes in me.
Open up your lips
and then you give it to me.
Oh. Okay. Where everybody knows we're good at doing impressions.
Yeah, I just did one.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Oh, you did. I asked ChatGPT to give us voices to do.
Okay.
Can you do Morgan Freeman?
No.
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman. My name is Morgan Freeman. This is a video about a giraffe. A big young giraffe.
That's pretty good. That's pretty damn good.
A big young giraffe.
I don't even have the courage to try it. Because I'm going to fail miserably.
That's the point.
I know, but it's going to be rough.
I don't care. You think I care?
It's going to be really like embarrassing for me.
You think I care?
Yeah.
No.
You're like Howard Stern.
I'm asking the big, hard questions.
Yeah.
I'm not
talking about Stern now. I'm talking about Stern back in the day when he had balls, dude. And strip is on.
Ride the Sibian.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Fucking, oh my God.
Man, Howard Stern fucking sucked then,
fucking
and he sucks
Hank the
now.
Angry Dwarf.
He's never been good.
I'm not gonna. My dad loved him, so I'm not gonna.
I know. A lot of people did. A lot of people liked him, and still, a lot of people still
like
him, I guess.
I just think it's funny that my dad likes that. Like, it's just so funny about it.
I'm glad he likes it.
I don't, you know, I can't.
Not me, though.
I can't just full on.
Oh,
I'm not a fan. Like I don't watch it, but
right.
I'll watch like Norm on there or something like that. That's fine.
Yeah.
But he annoys the fucking. Howard Stern annoys the shit out of me.
He sucks.
He's the worst part of the interview usually.
How
about your boobs? Now, why don't you tell me about your boobs?
That's pretty good. That's
my Howard Stern.
That's right on the money. Yeah.
Hey, how about we stop talking? We just start talking about your boobs.
Now, when did you start playing with your boobs? When do you start playing with the Sibian?
That's good. That's really, that's good, Howard. Morgan Freeman, you ready?
Yeah.
I am a penguin. The king
of penguins.
The king of penguin.
Yeah, that's good. What about James?
Bob Booey.
Whatever
it is.
That's good. Bob Booey.
The first time was better.
What about James Earl Jones?
Darth Vader?
Yeah, but his regular voice.
It's Darth Vader.
But his regular voice. It's not quite as...
Yeah, it is the same thing.
Yeah,
it's Darth Vader.
Same thing.
Darth Vader.
Dark Vader,
dude. Wow.
What about Alan Rickman?
Potter.
Potter. How was that?
Detention. Prick.
What about him as Hans Gruber?
No, I can't do it.
Just Snape?
He's only Snape. He's Snape to me.
Yeah. We've done Christopher Walken plenty of times.
Wow. Wow.
This was.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Wawa. Wee wah.
What about Julia Child?
Oh, motherfucker.
What about Gilbert Gottfried?
Gilbert Gottfried. Rat, parrot. Gilbert, rat.
That's him.
I'm trying to think of like a
Problem Child 2.
I'm close. Got something close there.
That's good.
He was in that. He's the principal.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that?
What about Louis?
First try ever doing Gilbert.
That was good. That was solid.
Is it okay?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right.
What about Louis Armstrong, though?
My enemy, skies are blue. I'm a mean that I do. And I say to myself, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. the motherfuckers might be a little bit stronger than I am.
Yeah.
A little bit stronger too. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. Nanima.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm never going to use my throat again.
Yeah.
My jaw hurts.
I see. I see tweeds of blue. And white Robert, too.
Okay, moving on. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict. Cock.
Cock.
Any British cock. Guys just cock.
Smaug. Knob. Nobed.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
That's offensive.
It's more like, isn't it?
Bruv.
Bruv.
Isn't it, bruv?
Isn't it, mate?
What about the Walrus of Love, Barry White?
Oh, man.
Hey, oh, darling.
Oh.
Can't get enough for your love, baby. Oh, I don't know why. What about Idris Elba, bruv?
I don't know his voice.
What about Idris Elba? Bruv, that's him. I just did it to Meg. What about Idris Elba? Idris, my name's Idris Elba.
That was good.
My name's Idris Elvis. I'm from Brighton.
My name is Elvis Elbow.
My name is Slidris. Slidris Elbow. I'm from Brighton. I'm from Brighton.
I'm from Finger, Tennessee.
Boy, I'm from Finger, Tennessee now, isn't it, bruv?
You know he's a DJ?
Nope.
He's a house DJ in Great Britain.
I'm not really that familiar with him.
Great Britain in the UK.
Be honest, I'm not.
He's in the UK club.
I've seen some of his stuff. I saw The Office. He's in that, right?
UK club scene.
That's who I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
He's in Thor?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
His is fun.
Idris.
I love that guy.
I don't like it because I don't really know his voice. I've never heard it.
It's just right. Pacific Rim.
Never saw it.
Hobbs and Shaw.
I never saw it.
What?
Idris Elba. What about David Attenborough? The blue-titted booby. Tint. A spike-titted woman. A spike-titted woman.
I want to get one more out of you. Well, J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
Spider-Man! Give me a picture of Spider-Man! Do it! Give me a picture of that son of a bitch!
Vince McMahon.
Perfect. Anyway, the show's over.
Yeah.
Butt plugs. Thanks for listening. And next episode, guess what it is? Number 300.
Oh.
That snuck up on me.
Yeah.
So we're
going to... Fuck, we got to do a Bluffington, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to do a Bluffington?
Yeah, we're going to do some version. Something Bluffington related. Maybe we'll do a one-off story. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Fucking call up Jim Jenkins himself.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call up Dave Dinkins as well.
Yeah.
Why not, you know?
And what about Dim Yokin or whatever?
Yeah, we'll call him up.
Dim.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. Go to our website. What's that?
Coolparents.co.
And give us a good rating and a good review. Wherever you're listening, share it with your friends, interact with us on the internet.
Hey, we're even lower rated than we were last time.
What the fuck?
On Spotify. Someone probably just rated it like 3 stars or some shit.
Yeah.
Probably one that they don't want. Hey,
I can't blame them. I don't care.
I couldn't care less.
I don't care.
I don't care what you fucking think.
I don't care at all.
Thanks for taking the time out of your day.
Yeah.
To try to ruin mine.
Right. I appreciate what you do.
Glad I have your attention. Prick. I'm talking shit.
Well, that's about it.
They won't come at me.
Get on our
I'm going to take my tire iron to them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to do it.
What about our Patreon, though?
I'm not fucking around.
Take the high road.
Yeah?
Patreon.
I'm not a fighter, but I'll use a tire iron. Like, if the tire iron's doing most of the work, it doesn't, you know?
I'm just assisting gravity.
Right.
Thanks for listening. And yeah, patreon.com/coolparents. We'll have a bunch of bonus shit up there. We'll have a new Red Dead video on there soon. So get with it a little bit. Appreciate you. Starts at $3. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be getting all gunked up next week.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents podcast, written and produced by The Gunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Charles.
And I'm okay with it now. I'm fine. I'm over it. Thanks for listening. Fuck the world.
Busta Charles.
Oh.